Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Someone driven out here. Back our way. Oh, my. Romy crushes one.
Romy Gonzalez.
That home run that Romy Gonzalez hit, he dropped a bomb on Fenway and the Green Monster. I've seen a lot of home runs at that ballpark, Lawrence, and a lot of video of home runs at that ballpark. That spot where that 454-foot thing landed is very infrequently visited. Like, righty power hitters of consequence. Giancarlo Stanton has gone there a few times.
I didn't know Romy had that in his bag.
Me neither. I mean, I haven't looked at his Savant page. It's got to be the longest home run he's ever hit by a mile.
I mean, you talk about getting every bit of it. That's an example of that.
He's one of the second basemen who were available for Rick Hahn that one spring when Leury was
around.
He was. I mean, seriously. Romy Gonzalez is going to make Sox fans have, you know,
I don't know
traitor's
about
remorse.
I don't know about that, but it was weird to see that happen. By the way, before we're done,
there's been nothing but raves about Romy Gonzalez this offseason. Even had a player came into my office in the offseason and said, don't you dare trade that guy. Lenin Sosa got a little taste last year. He obviously moved quickly. Those are two of the most interesting guys in that mix. Obviously, Lurie's around. Guys like Zach Remillard.
Larry's around.
And guys like Zach Remillard.
Still around.
Not necessarily Zach Remillard.
But guys like
you.
It. It's fine. Before we get out of here, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark at Wildfire in Glenview on Wednesday, July 23rd. Special guest, Michael Bush. And I just found out before the show, hosted by Matt Spiegel.
I just found out this morning as well. Very excited about that.
Because I remember when it came up yesterday, I was like, usually we let people know who's hosting it.
I noticed that as well. And then I didn't say anything, but then all of a sudden, yeah.
Well, yes, the baseball guy should probably be doing that show.
That should be awesome. So Baseball After Dark, presented by Huntington Bank.
I will tell you, Spiegel, if you've noticed it, I've noticed it.
I should have called Stoney and asked him who was hosting it, because he would have told us who it was.
Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. And by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants. They celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories.
Alex, can I just give away the Cubs tickets right now? Do we have to do a thing?
Sure.
Let's just give them away. All right, caller 6 at 312-540-0670. You're going to win a pair of tickets to see the Cubs in Kansas City at Wrigley Field on July 21st. It's all provided by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch.
I never really thought I would say that, but here he is, the Cookie Monster.
That's right. Is it Cookie Monster also sang the seventh inning stretch, Speaks?
Wow.
Really kind of punches a hole in your hole.
But he did it with respect.
He did, though.
He respected the house.
He understood what was going on.
He understood the exercise.
We are also giving away fish tickets. You may have heard Speaks make a reference to fish earlier in the show.
Yeah, that doesn't count because we hadn't told you it was coming.
But that's the only one you can do, so we're really out of luck here. So,
yeah, a lyric. If you hear me quote a fish lyric between now and the end of the show,
you call 312-540-0670, and we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to see Fish Sunday, July 20th at the United Center. Tickets are at Ticketmaster.com.
So, Romy Gonzalez homers, but also, holy bejesus, Andrew Vaughn in his first plate appearance with the Milwaukee Brewers. Rhys Hoskins hurt, goes on the injured list. Andrew Vaughn comes up to play first base. Pat Murphy said, I'm going to play you at first because you're slow. So I'm going to go ahead and play you over there.
It's a good place to play him.
And Andrew
Vaughn. It's really like the only place you can play him.
Oh, man. That's Yoshinobu Yamamoto on the mound, and Andrew Vaughn did this.
And now it's Vaughn, number 3 overall pick by the Chicago White Sox a few years ago out of Cal Berkeley. makes his Brewers debut, maxed out at 21 home runs 2 years ago in 2023. Hit 19 of them a year ago. Vaughn had 16 games in AAA after the Brewers traded Aaron Civale to the White Sox for Vaughn. Hit 259 with three homers and drove in 16. Facing Yamamoto for the first time, much like everybody on this roster. And the 2-2. Fly ball, deep left. It is up and it is gone. Welcome to the Brew Crew, Andrew Vaughn. Yamamoto threw the slider one too many times, and Vaughn hit it into the Brewers' bullpen in deep left center. That's the way to introduce yourself to your new teammates. 3-0 Milwaukee with one swing of the bat.
That is Jeff Levering of the Brewers television crew.
I love Jeff.
Fun fact, he's the guest on today's episode of the PBP, Voices of Baseball, which just dropped a little while ago on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts. I had not ever talked to Jeff. I really enjoyed him quite a bit.
Yeah, Jeff's a good man. He does some college basketball stuff, too. So I've had a chance to interact with him a couple of ways. And maybe the next time the Cubs and the Brewers are up, we should call Jeff and have him on.
We should do it. Yeah, he tells some incredible Bob Uecker stories and talks about the way they've honored Uecker on the broadcast, so check out the PBP. Will you be upset if Andrew Vaughn succeeds as a Brewer?
No. I think that everyone that has even a chance to succeed as a White Sox needs to get away from the White Sox. And I'm not joking about that. I just think that because things have been so bad, I don't know if anyone can flourish under the weight of the history that they have laid down over the last couple of years.
Man, that's heavy.
The way that things have gone, I think that all of them needed a change of scenery. In some cases, it's worked a little bit. And in some cases, it hasn't. And we kind of, like Eloy, it hasn't really worked.
No.
Tim, it didn't work.
No. Michael Kopech, it worked.
Kopech, it worked.
And some of the simple stuff the Dodgers did, a good organization did.
And he spoke about that. Kopech spoke about, I just kind of needed to get out of there.
Did you see the Andrew Vaughn quote about what they said to him and what he's doing? All it was, basically, is this. They welcomed me. They said, hey, go do your thing. The message was just to simplify. Get back to what makes me good.
That's just a great organization right there.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're good. Yeah, you seem to be good at baseball.
Good Lord, of course, that's all they said.
That's all they freaking
said. That's like the Dodgers. Hey, mixing a breaking ball here or there. Okay, and I'm dominant.
Yeah, but seriously, hold on.
The White Sox told him that too, though.
That's my point. Of course. That's my point. Like, yeah, it's obvious things sometimes, and just a different person telling you, and different results.
Hey, man, they told Kopech, the Dodgers told Kopech, just throw your stuff over the plate. And it's hearing it from a good organization. That's part of the change of scenery mindset thing, is just that you trust the people you're listening to instead.
And if you make a mistake as a Dodger, here's Shohei Ohtani, here's Mookie Betts, here's Freddie Freeman, here's Max Muncy, here's Will Smith, here's Teoscar Hernandez, they might be able to cover your mistake.
Yeah, that's for sure.
If you, with the White Sox over the last couple of years, you're walking a tightrope. And you're probably not going to recover if there is a mistake. So maybe you end up putting more pressure on yourself and then you can't perform.
Yeah. And so when you get to a good org, you're like, oh, yeah, a weight lifts and you trust the advice. Lonzo Ball is now a Cleveland Cavalier. And I was reading some of these quotes and I'm like, oh, no. Lonzo's going to be really good there, isn't he? He's going to fit in really nicely with Donovan Mitchell and like, I think the world of Lonzo's game, if he's healthy, I think the world of his game, if he's able to stay healthy. Here's Lonzo Ball and why he's excited to be on the Cavaliers.
Really just to have the chance to win. I mean, obviously we know how good the Cavs are, you know, how good they've been in the past. And I think that this year we have a great chance to go for it all. And that's really all I'm focused on.
You've gone on social media talking about how hungry and happy you are to be able to play back this game that you love. How important is that for you? Just be able to have fun and play the game again?
I mean, basketball is, you know, my life. I've been playing since I was 6 years old, so about 20 years in now. So it's really all I know. So I'm just thankful and, you know, like I said, blessed to be able to just be here playing for anybody, let alone the Cavs. Basketball is all about winning to me, so you can't, you know, you can't win without getting to the playoffs. So been on a couple teams that have been to the playoffs. And, you know, obviously I couldn't, you know, get out there and run with the guys. But like I said, hopefully this year, you know, I have high hopes and, you know, the sky's the limit.
Ask me the same question, Lawrence. Ask me the one I asked you about Andrew Vaughn. Will I be pissed?
Will you be pissed if Lonzo Ball is really good for Cleveland?
Yes.
I'm not going to be.
I realized,
I hope that he is, honestly.
Well, so do I. So do I. I root for him. I'll be more pissed at the Bulls because they chose to keep him instead of getting a draft pick and under this idea of, like, let's try and be decent. And then they let him go for a one-way player when I really like Lonzo's game. So, like, I don't think they maximized the asset, and I like his game. So if he does well and he stays healthy, I'm going to be like, look at you freaking idiots. Look what you did.
I would love it if he was well and could play well.
I'll love that for him.
I have concerns that his body is not going to hold up, and maybe finally the Bulls got to that place, and they're like, we might as well get a healthy body and see where we're at. You know how I'm going to summer league later on this week?
Yeah.
I ran across this, and it pertains to Lonzo Ball. This is the 2017 Lakers Summer League roster, okay? Lonzo Ball, Vander Blue, Thomas Bryant, Alex Caruso, Josh Hart, Brandon Ingram.
Wow, yeah.
Kyle Kuzma, David Nwaba, and Ivica Zubac. That was their summer league roster in 2017.
That was the thing where the Lakers were like, all right, we don't have a star, but we're just going to throw a whole bunch of good young draft picks together and see if it works. And that team was interesting. And then they traded Lonzo and other pieces, and Ingram to New Orleans for Anthony Davis, right? That was the deal. It's like they had all these pieces, and it's like, well, let's trade a few of them and get AD. And
they
then that worked.
They let Caruso walk. Like, there's like all the – it's crazy.
Yeah.
There's good players on here, man.
I liked watching that team, young Lonzo and young Ingram.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.